WBAT SWR.
WBAT SWR. WBATQZ, good readable.
VHF and UHF are up, so you can carry on with your announcement. KBAT SWR.
Thank you very much.
Anybody listening, Central Michigan Regional Network is broadcasting the state network that happens, or that that happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Night control will be on shortly. The squad did not drop, so
Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, checking in from D2, Macomb County.
NAWRO, WBTKZ, good afternoon, Tim. We've got you number 9 on the list. You are very good readable. This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, the net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz, as close as we can. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including ARF, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is WBTQZ. My name is Mike, and I hold the position of the ECRO for Prince William County and Max MIT and net manager. For the pre-net group, I have the following stations. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo in and out, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, and November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call to control now.
Whiskey India 8 X-ray, WI 8 X. Name is Chris Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra, located Delta 2, District 2, Wayne County.
WI-8X, WBATQZ, Roger. Good readable hit stay. Others?
G8, Charlie, Oscar, Papa. In and out.
WHQ, Roger.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Echo, Lima, Quebec. Bay County, AEC. In and out.
JCA ELQ. stations for the day.
November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, in and out.
November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, roger. Any other stations before we get started? Ask our leadership, KE8DON, Max will be followed by KE8CBD.
Alright, well, good afternoon, everybody on the net. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. So first off, Mike, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. We had our, the state had a functional exercise this past week. It was called Eye of the Storm, two-day event. The first day of the Tuesday was the activation at the SEOC. Done a little bit differently in terms of a virtual, they activated virtually, meaning that they simulated the activation process. So we all arrived at the EOC and then they got things underway. There were a couple of counties participating. Marquette was participating, but unfortunately, they were not in the communications room. He was there to observe that we didn't get to have communications with them. We did have some communications from around the state, particularly I recall Kalamazoo County checking on HF, and it was a decent exercise. There were four of us in the radio room. Hey, if you're ever, if you find yourself in the Diamonddale area or have access to the Diamonddale area, you're welcome to come join us if you're interested in doing that. We're always looking for additional volunteers, but you obviously need to make sure that you're not activating locally before you come traditionally. I don't want any ECs to think that I'm trying to steal people. But you are welcome to do that. So drop me a note, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November at ARRL.net if you're interested. Coming up this week is the Oxtown Work Group will be meeting in the afternoon, and that's on Thursday on Zoom. But other than that, it's a quiet week, at least from an Oxcom perspective. I know I've got to turn the report in at some point there. But other than that, I hope everybody has a good week ahead. Stay warm, stay healthy, particularly warm. And this is KE8DON, back to net.
KE8DON, WBTTZ with Michigan ARPSC. Yeah, I did catch WS-ADOC on 40 meters or run the max net. Bob gave a call, and I had kind of forgotten or lost track of the fact you run that exercise. Apparently, interference was not an issue. Once again, they're putting out a great signal from that station, and that's really saying something. For the longest time, we kind of accepted the fact that there was a station down there. It's kind of an article of faith, but you can hardly ever hear it. That's not the issue anymore. There's been a lot of good work done on that thing, and it's really got some capabilities. And I suppose someday when I get back to being able to drive long distances, maybe I might just look into that invitation. Next, we're going to go to K8JBD. Jim will be followed by WA4MLD.
WBATTZ, this is K8JBD. His name is Jim. I'm the EC for Washtenaw County. Thanks for taking the net there, Mike. And good to hear you. Got a nice, loud, and clear signal down here in Ann Arbor. So this, once again, a very nice kind of quiet week here. Not too much going on. Just sort of making sure everybody understands when the Sky Warren in-person training is scheduled for Washtenaw. The NWS at Detroit has their schedule up and out, so that's good. There's a lot of places you can go get your in-person training, which I highly recommend. Other than that, like I said, moving along kind of slow here and getting set for the spring flurry here. So once again, thanks for taking the net. Good evening to all on the net and back net control. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Hey Jim, KHJBD, WBTQZ with Michigan ARP, PFC, that's Roger on all, and a good signal coming up here today. Pretty decent band conditions, that's for sure. Not a lot of activity up this way, unless you're ice skating or skiing or snowmobiling. And we're waiting for it to cool off, to warm up a little bit. They said it was going to be kind of cool this morning. Turned out to be a minus 12. Supposedly better days are just around the corner, but I'll believe that when I see it. WA4MLD, next up, Ray will be followed by KB8PGW.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nat. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Ray, I'm in the extreme southwest corner of Macomb County, where we have sunshine right now, but no temperatures to match, sorry. So everybody have fun this evening with all the stuff that's on, and catch you next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta clear.
Okay, Ray, W4MLD, WBTQZ, thanks for joining us. Another good signal coming up here today, and I'm sure next week's new control will be happy to have you as well. KB8PGW, next up, John, to be followed by KD8RHB.
Oh, very good. Good afternoon, everybody on the map. It's down about 20 degrees here at zero this morning, so it's nice to see a little bit of improvement, and hopefully it's a little bit warmer in the morning when I have to get out early. Digital Traffic Network has been pretty busy this month. It's now only 8 days in the month, and I've handled either receiving or relaying about 40 pieces of traffic. So that's pretty exceptional for the first week, and we'll see how the rest of the month goes. Not much else to report. KB8PGW.
Hey, John. KB8PGW. WBTQZ, RFCN. You're downloading that traffic from eastern part of the country, aren't you?
Yeah, the actual eight region board is in Maine, KB8PGW.
Conditions for that lately?
Actually, pretty good. The low bands, of course, are always the desperate times to 20 meters, but usually 30 is really like, that's really the hot spot just about for day or night. At least from this station, 30 meters seems to be fantastic for digital operation.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'm going to have to start exercising my one link capabilities here again. Kind of got off the track on that for a while, and it's nice to have some idea what's going on there. The KD8RHB, next up, Brent will be followed by KDSWR.
Hey, this is KD8RHB. Good afternoon, Mike, and everyone on the net. Thanks for doing it today, Mike. Conditions seem to be pretty good right now. I don't have too much to add. Just working on planning a CERT training for the end of April. We got our Skywarn meeting next week. Basically, and we got our CERT meeting this week, Wednesday as well. So, other than that, supposed to warm up just a little bit this week. So, hopefully, get outside and clean up some of the snow that's been kind of a pain to get rid of. But anyways, give it back to you. This is KD8RHB.
KD8RHB, WBTQZ, that sounds like a busy week, and good for you for having that activity and the ability to stay on top of it, too. And I got some snow removal to do around here as soon as it gets a little bit more temperate. KB8SWR, next on our list, Jeff will be followed by N8WRO.
Good evening, you and everybody on the net. Hope something going on, so look for more stuff to come from Central Michigan Emergency Network. Working out the projects and trying not to get in and kick down the road, so always something going on. Be at interop, so if anybody going there, I'll be able to have a face-to-face or whatever. I'll be at interop here coming up beginning of next month. So, about all I got. Back to net. KBSW.
Okay, Jeff, KBSWR, WBTQZ, Michigan ARPOC. Yeah, Andrea, so often I keep hearing about some more developments on that stuff from Michigan Emergency Network. Sounds like you guys really have it going down there. And we're kind of off on our own little corner up here, but who knows, maybe someday we'll make a connection. N8WRO, Tim, will be followed by WI8X.
Well, thanks, Mike. This is Tim, N8WRO, one of the AECs here in Macomb County. Not much going on this week. We still have 30 on our roster, but we do have one applicant pending, and that kind of caused us to look into several options for our members for their background checks. We got a couple of irons in the fire, so to speak, to get that process done a little quicker. I'd like to say hi to Ray, unit number 18, WA4MLD, part of our team. That's pretty much it from Macomb County for this week. As always, we thank Central Michigan for the link. I'm on our Mount Clemens VHF repeater right now. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Mike.
Okay, Jeff, NAWRO. WBTQZ sounds like a pretty good sized group, and yet those going on background checks are a new fact of life now for a few years. We're going to go next to WI8X. Chris is at the bottom of the station that's stuck around. We'll take a standby after his comment.
QNAP Control, this is WI8X. Got a meeting with the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Tuesday, the 10th, on a Zoom thing, because, well, they don't plow the lots too well, and some of us handicapped people having difficulty getting around on slippery weather. So they made it safe, and they're resuming our meetings until the snow melts. Hi, hi. Other than that, everything's running fine. You guys have a great time. Hello to my old friend, N8OBU. He used to know me as N8FZT. 7-3, back to net control, Whiskey India 8 X-ray.
WI8X, WBCQC. Yeah, Zoom is a very, very handy tool. And indeed, past a certain age, everybody has to walk like a penguin. Actually, the youngsters should, otherwise they're going to wind up laying down. But we really have to be particularly careful. This is WBTQZ with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Net, we have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any additional check-ins for the net this week. Call now. Well, call for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. Call WBTQZ. And a burst of noise there with a little bit of voice. Come again. Well, I guess not. That sounds like that's going to be about it. So thanks to everybody that did join us today. Great shot, a bunch of signals, and it sounds like a lot of good activity going on around the state. WBCTV will close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public. The frequency to other use, WBTQZ out.